Okay, so we are recording now. And for starters, can you please state your name and your title?
My name is Kenneth Clayton. I'm the animal control officer in Marshall, Missouri.
All right, now you're going to be presenting an award to Walmart. Or did you do that today already?
We did that this morning at 8:45.
All right, will you tell me a little bit about why you decided or why this award was bestowed?
Walmart is a tremendous company. They donate a lot of food and toys and collars and miscellaneous items to the Marshall Animal Shelter. And we work a lot off of donations at the animal shelter. And so we decided that we needed to show them the appreciation that they deserved. We also mentioned a few other people that are involved. The Saline County Animal League, they work 100% off of donations. Several of our businesses here in town, one of them is Wooden Houston Bank, another one is La Crosse Lumber, another one is the veterinary services here in Marshall. All of them provide at lower price to Saline County Animal League, the vet work, and the Missouri Valley College students that come over and work in the Marshall Home Store.
Now, will you explain to me a little bit about some of the things the Marshall Animal Shelter does?
We will take in an animal that has been usually a stray. Sometimes people can't take care of their animals, so they'll call us and we'll pick them up. We take them to the shelter. Saline County Animal League takes them to the vets, and they flip most of the bill for the vet care, and they are tremendous on that. So then after that, we also have another program called Puppies for Parole. Some of our dogs are sent to Boonville Correctional Facility, and they're set with two inmates for 24/7, and they get their obedience training.
I think that's such a neat program. Let me see. This award that was given to Walmart, does it have a title?
It is just titled Marshall Walmart. The store there, and it is telling them that we appreciate all the donations due to the fact that it has created a good opportunity for us to actually keep animals in our shelter longer and have healthier animals, because, you know, it's a pretty costly deal, and without their support on that, you know, we might have to have some euthanized, and we are really doing good on that. Our percentage is so high on finding homes for them. It's usually a sick dog or one that is unable to function in the public or with other animals. And other than that, we have them adopted, and that's great.
Yeah, I'm looking at the statistics on this press release. It went from an 85% euthanasia rate to an 82% adoption rate.
Yes, ma'am. It's just great. And I put that towards the Saline County Animal League and towards the Pets for Parole program. And our staff at the animal shelter has done a lot on that.
Well, I've got you on the phone. Are you accepting any volunteers out at the animal shelter if anybody gets interested?
Yes, ma'am. If they're more than interested, they can come out. They can call out there and talk to Gina Hare. At this time, she's our manager out there. Anyone who wants to donate stuff to the shelter can come to the police department if it's monetary. If it's supplies like blankets, food, cat litter, toys, paper towels, toilet paper, etc., they can come out to the shelter at 325 North Grant in Marshall, Missouri.
All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I sure do appreciate you contacting us about this. Like I say, the more we get out there, I would love to see people become responsible pet owners and put me out of business.